Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 4, 1805. Roasted Wapato. On the Columbia River near present-day Portland, Captain Clark writes about the Indian villages, Wapato, and 52 canoes.
A cloudy, cool morning, wind from the west. We set out at 8:30. One man, Shannon, set out early to walk on the island to kill something. He joined us at the lower point with a buck. This island is 6 miles long and near 3 miles wide, thinly timbered. Near the lower point of this diamond island is the head of a large island, separated from a small one by a narrow channel. A short distance below the last island, we landed at a village of 25 houses. 24 of those houses were thatched with straw and covered with bark. The other houses built of boards in the form of those above, except that it is above ground, and about 50 feet in length and covered with broad split boards. This village contained about 200 men of the Skilut nation. I counted 52 canoes on the bank in front of this village, many of them very large and raised in the bow. We recognized the man who overtook us last night. He invited us to a lodge in which he had some part, and gave us roundish roots, which they roasted in the embers till they became soft. We purchased about 4 bushels of this root, and divided it to our party. We proceeded on until 1 hour after dark, with a view to get clear of the natives who was constantly about us, and troublesome. Finding that we could not get shut of those people for one night, we landed and encamped on the starboard side. Soon after, 2 canoes came to us loaded with Indians. We purchased a few roots of them. We made 29 miles today. Captain William Clark, November 4, 1805.
Wapato is a roundish root about the size of a small Irish potato. Clark wrote that it has a very agreeable taste and answers very well in place of bread. Wapato is also known as the American arrowleaf plant. The territory the Corps are in now on the Columbia River was heavily populated by Indians, and the party was constantly visited by these people, sometimes to the captain's dismay. They always wanted to visit and sell some of their roots, but the captains considered them troublesome and thievishly inclined. Today, Captain Clark lost his pipe tomahawk to them, and one of the men lost his capote, a hooded coat, and later found it stuffed under the root of a tree. Monday, in sight of the ocean.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.